Okay, I'd like to start, if you don't mind, Parshas Emor. I apologize for those who are listening, who are online, who are in Chutz La'aretz, which is Parshas Kedoshim. You just have to wait for next week. But we catch up eventually about Matos Masei, which is about, I don't know, 10 weeks' time. Eventually, we cross lines again. But we're doing Parshas Emor here for Achenu Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Very interesting pasuk. For Yom HaShem HaMoshe, Emor el ha'koinim b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleim. So there's a double lashon over here. V'dabar Hashem Moshe, v'yoyim Hashem Moshe, Emor el ha'koinim b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleim. So why is this double lashon? Emor el ha'koinim, say to the koinim b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleim, and say to them. What's this double lashon? Emor va'amarta. So Rashi picks up on that, and the Mefarshim explain. Emor va'amarta lahazhir gedolim al ha'ktanim. That this is a mitzvah of chinuch. It's a mitzvah of chinuch. For the gedolim, the first is emor el tol koinim va'amarta, and the koinim should now go along and tell their children about these halachas. Emor va'amarta. So there's a few very, very interesting points that we have to bring out within the halacha that the pasuk is teaching us in how we're supposed to do chinuch. This is a pasuk of lahazir gedolim al ha'ktanim, is to warn. Gedolim should warn the ketanim, should be educating them in a way that is supposed to be focused. How's it going to be to focus them on the halachas of tum and tahara, the halachas of who a kohen can marry, who he can come into contaminate himself with tumah? What is the idea behind this? What's this emoi vabarata? Very, very interesting. Ramesha picks up on a fascinating point which passed me many years. Vayoyim Hashem Moshe emoi el kohen b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleihem. Very, very rare in the Torah. When you have the mitzvahs of the Torah, does it say a lashon of amira, of emor? It's usually by daber, and dibor is a stronger lashon than amira. Koy soyna beis Yaakov, but double b'nei Yisrael. Beis Yaakov, when you speak to women, you say toimar in a lashon of soft lashon, but a daber and harsh lashon to b'nei Yisrael. So over here, why is it that these halachas of chinuch, of Koyanim, which is the elite group of Klal Yisrael, is it done in the way of Vayoyim Hashem Moshe Emor el ha'koinim b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleihem, done in a way that it's done in a very gentle approach? Why isn't it Vayidaber? By the way, you look through Yeshua also hardly ever uses the word Dibur, besides when it comes to a command to build the Ori Miklot, they use Vayidaber. So you see from there that where you actually commanding a mitzvah used by Daber, and these are very important mitzvahs, why don't we use a Lashon by Daber? Why do you use a Lashon Emor? Another question, the Medrash brings down that Emor v'amarta is a difference between where we are in this world to the way things work in Shemayim. In Shemayim, it brought possible that one Amira is enough. Tell the Malachim to do something, one is enough. But down over here, Emor v'amarta, you got to say it, and you got to say it again. Halavai, after that, Klal Yisrael will listen. Now, in other words, the Yetzahara that we have is different to the Yetzahara they have in Shemayim. But the Malachim have Yetzahara is a different question. Yeah? But it seems to me that one Amira is not enough. One saying it, telling us to do something is not enough, but saying it twice does work. It doesn't work with my kids. It doesn't work with my kids. I tell them to do something once. If they do it the first time, they've done it the first time. If they don't want to do it the second time or third time, fourth, it also doesn't work, right? Shut the door. You know, you put your socks away, right? It doesn't. What? Why is Emor v'amarta? How does v'amarta, the double lashon v'amarta, help? Because it says it twice to get around that. So I want to give something which is very, very typical of Ramesha, a very, very typical part of Ramesha. And Ramesha lives with this many, many times through the Sefer Dorash Moshe, and I believe he says it over with an extremely pained heart. He said, why is it, and he quotes this many, many times, I remember at least four or five times through the Sefer, he says, why is it that a generation of Klal Yisrael were lost in America of Techil Shabbos? People came over on the boat and they were Moisa Nefesh for Shabbos. They fought for Shabbos. And they gave up their jobs every Friday afternoon. They'd leave their job and go and look for a new job on Sunday until they made up their own jobs. And that's why the Jews did so well, because they didn't look for employers. They became their own bosses. Right? And these people who are so moist and nefesh for Shabbos, why was it that their children are machal Shabbos today? Why is it? So he said, because they used to say one thing. Ah! He's a sit by the thing, it's shver to zayin a yid. It's difficult to be a yid. He said, with that, it's shver to zayin a yid. They murdered a whole generation of people who are going to keep Shabbos. The parents, with their mesiras nefesh, destroyed their children with this krecht. Says Rav Moshe, he says, Emoi v'amarto, who are the Levim? Who are the Kohenim? The Kohenim are the Mechanchim. Yoyiru mishpatecha le'yakov v'toyroscha le'yisrael. These are the Kohenim. These are dealing with the Rebbeim. These are, the Rambam says, the nation was split up to different parts that were responsible for different things, Yisachar, Zevulun, but Levi, which were the Kohenim primarily, were the teachers. And when it comes to the parasha of Chinuch, and how to be Mechanuch, the Rebbeim, how to bring a generation of Rebbeis up, you have to know one thing, that when they are giving over education, it's got to be done in Va'omarto. It's got to be done in a way that is pleasant. It's got to be done in a way that it's geschmack to sein a yid, not just a shver to sein a yid. It's wonderful to be a yid. And if, when we're speaking to the leaders who are going to be the Rebbeim, it's emoy v'amarto. Never use the word dibur. Never be harsh. Don't tell you have to keep the Torah. If you don't keep the Torah, you're going to go to Gehenna and you're going to burn. No, it's geschmack to sein a yid. It's wonderful. We have in our home every Sunday night, Baruch Hashem, for the last 15 years, we have a very, very special Rebbetzin who comes, Rebbetzin Altuski. She is the oldest daughter of Moshe. She blind her way into her 80s, and she got brought up. She was born in the Mir, and she was born in the Mir. She met the Chofetz Chaim, and came over to Eretz Yisrael, to America, and she was brought up in the home of Scheinberg, her father. She's very close to Rav Moshe, very close to other Gedolim. And she once described to me what the bar mitzvah looked like in the old days back in Lower East Side. He said Rav Moshe was there, and all the Gedolim came, and they made bar mitzvah. So they had all the Altuskis. Altuskis were very well known in Kashrus in those days. And they had all the Scheinbergs, and he had all the Rabbonim came, and he had a little bar mitzvah boy. His son was a little bar mitzvah boy. And it was a very high profile event. And the Gedolim were there, and different speakers stood up. And one said, you should know in Nayi Bar Mitzvah, such chosh of a grandparent, such chosh of a parent, one achrayis, Fine, sat down. Next one stood up. Now is a time that you mechuyev when all the mitzvahs are oil teira, the oil yira, Right? And next one stood up. 613 mitzvahs is poshes as I know. Because so each one, he said, and the last speaker was Ramosha. Ramosha stands up and said, look at this boy. He's halfway under the table. He hasn't eaten. He looks pale. Nebuch, was the Schwester seine Yid? It's geschmack to be a Yid. Rabbi said, nu, I said a niggun, and he sat down. That was his drosha. Emoy v'amarto. Don't ever use the word, if Rebbeim are Rebbeim who are dibble, who are harsh, who are, you have to keep the Torah. Those are not for me. I'll read out his Loshen. I want to read out his Loshen. He says, you should just know chinuch is a very difficult thing. Anyone who works in chinuch or limitayra, asher vada yedua lekol, kamo devorin koshim mekach, how difficult it is to be a Rebbe. Yesh v'avodas ha-kodesh hazeh mitzad etzem ha-talmidim, kids are tough. Ve'im ha-limudim, I'm teaching it over, is tough. V'ahal b'pomim gam mitzad ha-hoirim, the parents are very difficult. Mikol mokoyim, tzorech kol echod mehem, every one of the Rebbeim have to, lekabel ba'avo o b'simcha, to accept it with love and simcha, k'moishu hu dobo noyach v'kal, as if it's the most wonderful thing to do. V'rak mitzad goyle inin sho'oseh, you'll be your teaching Klal Yisrael. And if it's not difficult for him, and it's a dibble rather than a mira, yoisa toiv is better. Shlo yasik b'chinuch. Don't get involved in chinuch. Ke einoy royal is there because you have not wrought it, you should not be doing this. So when we are talking about chinuch, don't use the word dibble. Are you dealing here with mitzvahs? You're right, but you're dealing here with teaching rebbeim how to be rebbeim. You're trying to educate koinim, how to be proper teachers. Always make sure that they give over and they understand the geschmack of being a yid. That's emoy v'amarto. Now I want to move on. Emoy v'amarto we discussed. Why is it that a double loshon emoy v'amarto in Shemayim they say it once. Over here we say it twice, and that's why it works. Why does it work better? Because you say it twice. How does the Yitzhahara how's the Yetzer defeated because they say it twice? So it's a very, very wonderful thought from the old Mol Yaakov, from the Dubna Maggid. It's not a Moshel, strange enough, but it's a very beautiful thought. And he says that this. He says there's a posuk that we say in a very emotional time of the year. We say to our children on Birchas Habonim on Erev Yom Kippur. We say, Einecha lenoichach yabitu, your eyes should look towards, vapapecho yashir negdecho, vapapecho. And then your eyelids, yashir negdecho, should be straight in the front of you. It's a pasuk in Mishlei Dalet. What's Peshat? This is brilliant. So he explains that this. He said, it's very, very difficult for a person to learn anything if it's relevant to himself. So even the most simple thing, let's say a person's learning Hilchus Tzitzis, right? So he learns, open up Shulchan Aruch and starts learning Hilchus Tzitzis. And the Shulchan Aruch start giving different halachas that he himself doesn't keep. He doesn't have tzitzis like this, and doesn't have tzitzis like that, so immediately he's on the defensive. Immediately, he's going to start looking, yeah, but are there other, any achronim who are mekel? See, it's a kula, so therefore I could be soymuch on it, and a b'di'evet. And then on the contrary, you're machmir on such a thing, then it's posh amaratzis, and he starts making whole cheshbonus why he's doing the right thing. He said what's far better is not to learn as if it's nager to you. Learn as it is a, give it over as a shi. Give it over. Discuss it. Go through the Shulchan Aruch, go through the Mishnah Berurah, go through the Halacha. And you're giving it over, it doesn't affect you at that stage, and now you have it clear what you should be doing. At that stage, then internalize it. Ah, that's the halacha now I understand. That's Peshat over here. He says, Einecha noichach yabitu, your eyes should be faced towards other people. When you're teaching Torah, talk to other people, discuss it. And then once you have it clear, then afapech yashira negdecho, then take it, make it yashar for yourself, and then you can internalize it. He says, chinuch is not necessarily only for the children. Chinuch, and I've heard my father said this, and as a child I didn't appreciate it as much as being a father now. My father said to me, why isn't it far more effective for Kodesh Baruch Hu to make us parents when we're in our 60s? Hashem should give us koyach. Okay. But, you know, people have children when in their 20s. They're just about got out of teenage years. Yeah? Just about crawled out of that, with all the shtus, with all the mishagas, all the immaturity, and they become parents. Wait a bit. Mature. Get a real understanding of what life's all about. Understand what's important, what's not, and then bring up kids. Why is it that Kodesh Baruch Hu made us bring up kids in that age? And the teretz is because by being mechanech other people, you mechanech yourself. Once you start telling your kids, we've got to be on time for shul. Right? You can't not be on time for shul now because you told your kids. You can't be a hypocrite. You've got to really internalize that. And therefore, once you start giving over that information to the other children, then it makes effect on you. Emor va'amarto. The first amira is amira of learning. Emor elakonim. Listen. Emor, listen. Va'amarto aleihem, the Mizrahi says, is b'shat, go along and they should teach the other people. In other words, the first one is lilmoid, and that next one is lilmoid amanos lelamid, to teach. Once a person hears something, and it's in order to teach, therefore he's not being personally attacked by what he's learning. He's not listening for himself, he's listening in order to give over to other people. Giving it over to other people is not necessarily attacking who I am right now. By doing so, that best chinuch is by being mechanech other people, because that way you be mechanech yourself. But Talmud Yosef Mikulam. My Talmidim get the most, because that's where I give over, I've got it clear for them, I become clear for myself. I'm not necessarily attacking myself. So therefore the second Amira, Va'amarta Alehem, the second Amira is much better than the first Amira. It's not just one Amira and a second Amira. The first Amira, the first saying over is to learn. The second Amira is to teach. Teaching over something where you yourself don't feel threatened because you're just teaching halachos over to other people is something that you can get over the Yetzer Hara that could not be done if it's just Amira, just learning yourself. Because there you're on the defensive. The best way of teaching your child is knowing what is objectively the most important thing and make sure you keep it yourself. The Ha'azi G'doylem Alaktanim is a concept over here that I'm not still talking to you how to mechanech your children just to be mechanech your children. It's talking to you how to mechanech yourself. I saw an amazing, amazing, amazing piece from Shimon Schwab. And this is a classic. Shimon Schwab says that if you look in the Haftarah of Manoach, yeah, Manoach is a father of Shimshon. And a Malach comes and he says to him, I'm telling you from a Nevuah that Shimshon should be a Nazir. Right? So, Shoif Dimud Gimel Zayin Ches, he said to me, the child will be a nazir. Kaz on apostle. And Manoach davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, be Hashem, please, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Isha lekim. This malach, ashishlachto, that you sent, yovino oideleinu, kalin, come back to me. Vayoreinu manase lena hayulud. And let him teach me what I should do to this child. Ask of Shimon Schwab, why is he davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about what the Malach told him to do? The Malach said very clearly a child should be a Nazir. Go and learn the Halachas. Take a Rambam, a look in Hilchos Nazir. Go along and ask the Tamid HaChomot how it is to be a Nazir. Why are you going along and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let this Malach come back and teach me what the Nazirus is all about. In fact, the Apostle Kazal later on it says, doesn't seem to change very much. The Apostle says, yes, a child should be a Nazir. Mikol Hashem Marti Le'isha Tishoma, anything I said to the woman, yes, you should guard. Mikol Hashem Yotzi Megefan Yain Le'toichol, Ke'ol Hashem Tzvisiho Tishma, anything I told her, you should do. And he's happy. What has the Malach added in the information that he never had beforehand? Why is he so upset beforehand? He doesn't have information, and he just says, do exactly what I told the woman to do. Says the Shimon Schwab, and this is brilliant. Manoach heard from his wife that the Malach said that the child should be a Nazir. Says Manoach, what? How can I educate my child to be a Nazir if I am not a Nazir? What kind of education is that? No, you're not allowed to drink wine, and no, you can't cut your hair, and no, you can't become Tamil and Mesim. Okay, Nazir Shimshon's Machlokes, fine. But how can I possibly educate a child when he doesn't see his father doing the same thing? What kind of chinuch is that? So he didn't say, please HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me how I should be a Nazir. He said, Daven to Hashem, Vayreinu manase lena hayulod, tell me how I should be mechanuch my child. What kind of chinuch is this? How can it possibly be a case where I am told to make my child a Nazir when I'm not a Nazir? Count back the Malach, and the Malach says to him, you know what? You're right. He says to him, Mekoyla asher marti la'isha, everything I said to your wife. Then he says, Tishomer, you yourself keep. I told you as well to be a Nazir. You're right, I cannot possibly be that he could be a Nazir and not you. You as well be a Nazir. Ah, now I understand how I can be mechanech my children. I was once in the shul, and a father gives a thrust to his child. Snap to his child, he's schmoozing in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So the child turns back to his father and says to him, oh, but Tati Dishmis, yeah, you talk. So he says back to the child, ich bin älter. Yeah. I'm older. Yeah? What kind of chinuch is that? Manoach said, if I'm not doing that, how can it possibly be that I can educate my child? You're right. That is absolute hypocrisy. Make sure you do it yourself. Emoi v'amarta means, make sure that when you educate your children, you educate them in a way that is amanotalamit, and then make sure you yourself become better. Make sure you yourself keep what it is. That is what the limud is over here. I'd like to finish off with a very, very beautiful piece of Keren HaTzvi. Tzvi Hishfeber, beautiful piece. And he says that the Mishnah says in Ovis, he says, Histalka b'shleisha dvorim ve'ein ato boli de'aveira. Look in three things and you won't come to Aveira. Daima ayin bosa, know where you come from. Lon ato hoylech, where you're going. But if ne'mi ato osa litin din v'cheshman, who are you going to give din v'cheshman to? Who are you going to have to answer to one day? Carries on the Mishnah. Daima ayin bosa, where you come from, metipos rucha, from a putrid drop. Where are you going? Amok and rim of Itzalayan, to a place of maggots and worms. But if ne'mi ato osa litin din v'cheshboin, if ne'mi melech malchem lachem kodesh baruch hu, asks Rizvi Hishfeber, why does the mission be much shorter? It starts with Flei Shoshim Dvarim, no, and you won't come to Aveira. Da'ala ayin boso, mitipos rucho. On ato hoylech, amok and rim of Itzalayan. Why does it say three things first? Know where you're coming from, know where you're going. I know who you're giving Dimei Cheshbon to. And then repeats it again. Know where you're going. Know where you come from. Know where you're going. Why does it repeat itself? You could have just said, "No, where are you going? You're going to remember." So why does it repeat itself? So he says like this. He said, "There's two groups of people the Mishnah's talking to. One group of people that are the intellectuals, and one group of people are the people who don't really understand things very well. The intellectuals are do three things, and you won't come to the Avera. Number one, da me'ayin boso, know where you come from. What does that mean? Stop. Know where you come from. Who were your parents? Who were your grandparents? Who were your great-grandparents? Do you know who they were? Every single person, I guarantee you, any single person, besides if they're Geirim. And even Geirim, I'm convinced somewhere down the line they have some very choshev yichus. They find yichus, somewhere down the line have tremendous yichus. Tremendous yichus. Right? Know where you're coming from. Dama ayin bosom, know where you're coming from. Can you behave that way? Know where you're coming from. Lo'onat oholeich, where are you going? Which means, what's going to be after you? If you behave that way, how are your children going to turn out? Lo'onat oholeich, if you come late to davening, if you don't eat the way you're supposed to be eating, how are the children going to turn out? Lo'onat oholeich. Lifnei mi means look around you, the society. If you don't behave yourself, lifnei mi, amongst everything else, you're going to cause a negative ripple effect. That's one group of people. And those are the intellectuals. Carries on a Mishnah. If you don't understand that, I'll give you another set of groups, different people. Where are you coming from? Tipos Rucha. A person should know, doesn't understand it. I'm come from a putrid drop. Who am I? Tipos Rucha. Where are you going? Off Rim of the Soleil. To death doesn't look that great. And if the two groups of people. In other words, one of the ways of attempting to make sure that we stay focused is knowing where we're coming from and knowing that if we don't behave ourselves, our children are just going to pick up on that and go much further than that. I just want to finish off with one amazing story. There's a professor of medicine. I don't remember exact details, but he's very, very high up in the world. He's one of the biggest professors and the heart specialist in the world. He's in the middle of giving a lecture in America, in a massive, massive conference. In the middle, he stopped. He said, "I'm sorry, I've got to go to Dav Mincha." And he wasn't that, Rosh Hashiva. He's a firm person. Got to stop and got to... He said, "What's going on?" "Speak to you later. Mincha." So late, this Dav Mincha. Dav Mincha made a minion and came back and carried on the conference. So after somebody approached, he said, "What happened here?" He said, "I'll tell you the truth. Mincha to me is Yehorik Valiavu." So my father... My father had a business, and in the Great Depression, he got kicked out of the house. And we left on the street homeless. We left on the street homeless in New York. And you're looking from place to place to find a place with our suitcases, with my family, with my brothers and sisters, standing in a freezing cold, rainy night, and we had no day, and you had nowhere to go. And we're looking from different places of shelter. My father said, "Stop. Now it's time for mincha. We've got to go daven mincha." So I said, "Daddy, mincha. We haven't got a place to sleep tonight. Mincha is mincha. Yehorik Valiavur." He said, "That goes into the kishka, that goes into the bones. Emo yivar marital. But going into the bones is not out from serious nefesh. It's because it's geschmack, because it's wonderful. And that wonderful education goes through, and that will save Bez Hashem the next generation. Chas v'chalila, it's not shver to zayin yid, it's geschmack to zayin yid."